Hey y'all, welcome back. I'm Krish Dokia. So I call this part of my life Foundations. And on a side note, so I love the way the movie screenplay The Pursuit of Happiness was written by Stephen Conrad, and each segment kind of started out, hey, I call this part of my life. So anyway, I think I'll follow the same naming convention when naming these episodes and this playlist and this whole thing that I don't even know what I'm doing. But okay, so anyway, as I was saying, foundations. Because if we don't know what we're standing on, we're just going to get knocked around by life. For me, those foundations are faith, family, and freedom. And today I want to share some personal reflections that have been shaping me, and maybe they'll encourage you too. And again, a side note, I'm not perfect. I'm not an expert, a psychologist, a pastor, any of these things, but I just want to share what it means and what all of this really means to me. So why faith isn't just for Sunday? Okay, let's start with faith. Too often we treat faith like an event. Something that you kind of check off on a Sunday morning. You wake up early, you go to church, you sing, and then you know, you worship, and your hands raise, and you listen to an amazing sermon by an incredible pastor, and you know what? Maybe you feel inspired. And then Monday morning hits you guys, okay? You know, the Mondays. But real faith, it shows up in how I talk to my wife. When I'm stressed out, how I discipline my kids, kind of without crushing their spirit. How do I handle my finances, my temptations, my setbacks? And listen, like, I hope all of you can relate to this, because this is not just me feeling these things, it's all of you as well, I'm sure. Now, the Bible doesn't say love your neighbor on Sundays only, right, or on the Sabbath. It says, love your neighbor as yourself every single day. Every single day, I just added. But love your neighbors as yourself. And I'll be honest, I fail at this all the time. Like, all the time. But the more I've leaned into my faith daily, and especially lately, things like prayer at the dinner table with mind you, by the way, it's always led by my children, dinner prayers. Texting my wife in the morning, a Bible verse or a Billy Graham quote, or reading the scripture in the morning, asking God for patience in the moment, praying when I get in the car to go into the office. It makes me feel more grounded. Faith is not an accessory to my life. It's the foundation that's holding it together, all of it. So then you got to think about my kids. You don't have to think about my kids, but I do. And let's talk about parenting, okay? I've got kids. I've got two of them, 3 and 7 years old, and they truly are the light of my life. And here's the truth. As a young man, and you know, then when I got married, I honestly thought, okay, starting family, I'm going to have children, and I'm going to be teaching them so much. I'm going to teach them everything. But no, that's not true. My kids are literally teaching me more than I could have ever imagined. They teach me patience. They teach me joy. They remind me that laughter really is the medicine that solves so much. They have this way of asking simple questions that truly cut straight to the heart of life. So the other day, my 7-year-old, so just side note, I drive my car separately from my wife every Sunday morning, so I can just sit with my 7-year-old and listen to Christian songs or what have you. And he asked me last Sunday, actually, coming back home from church, if God already knows what we want, why do we pray? And I kind of stumbled through an answer about relationships and, you know, not requests. But the truth is, I'm truly learning as much from his question as he was from my answer. And that is not a rare occurrence. That's every single day. And as parents, you know, we guide, right? That's part of our job. But our kids are our mirrors. They show us who we are, when we need to grow, and what and they show us what really matters. Okay. And then, you know, the freedom part of this conversation today, and what's on my heart is, look, you know, after this whole Charlie Kirk assassination, we're all just talking about it nonstop, and his services this Sunday, and we're going to watch it. We talk about a lot of it in America, freedom, and sometimes it gets reduced to politics and slogans. But freedom is, to me at least, is something really deeply personal. It's the ability for me to be able to speak without fear, right? And speak about my belief. It's the right to worship God openly in this country. It's a chance to raise our children and instill our values in them. That's our freedom. It's not something to take for granted. It really isn't. So my daily gratitude for freedom looks like this, okay? Saying a prayer of thanks before a meal, being involved in our community, standing up for the truth, even when it's unpopular. And that, you know, in elementary school, I mean, it's something that you have to learn, right? Is standing up for the truth. Freedom isn't just a big national idea, you guys. It's how we ought to be living out our daily lives with gratitude and responsibility. And, you know, one of the things I've been talking to a lot of folks about is like, yeah, and here's where I'm going to get pretty vulnerable here, right? I've realized that I can't just talk about wanting to be a better man. Yeah, you heard me. You can't, BS walks and whatever talks. I have to actually change something. For me, that change is presence. I have been guilty of being physically there, but being mentally somewhere else, right? We all do it, scrolling my phone, thinking about work or chasing the next goal or entrepreneurship or Georgia Bulldogs football or whatever. But for those of you that know me personally, you know, this year I made a pretty drastic career change, right? Earlier this year, and it was the catalyst for that change was my faith, my family, and my freedom. I was traveling way too much away from my wife and my kids and even my dogs noticed. My two-year-old, now she's three, but when she was two earlier this year, she had pretty much normalized me being away from home. And I hated it so much. So yeah, I changed jobs so I could be home more. I've started putting the phone down during family dinner. I've started looking my children in the eyes when they talk to me. Not at the TV, not at my phone, and saying, yeah, right? How can I, and then one of the newest things is every morning, just in the last week, due to Erica and Charlie Kirk, how can I be a better husband? Instead of just, hey, how was your day? Or better yet, a lot of us, you know, you might be guilty of this too. We never ask them at all, right? It sounds small, but it's so freaking huge, you guys. Because being a better man is not about perfection. It's about intentional presence. That's the change I'm making, right? I can't speak for any of you. That's my change. That's what I'm changing. And lastly, I want to talk about family traditions. Now, I didn't have a whole lot of family traditions growing up. We didn't visit the same places. We didn't do the same things. I guess, you know, it was a different time. But while family traditions sound old-fashioned, gosh, they can be a glue for your family, right? For my family. For us, here are simple family traditions that the Dokia family practices. We pray before our meals. We go to church every Sunday. We celebrate birthdays big. That's a tradition in my family, right? It's Friday night family movie night, so watching Georgia football together. Mommy daddy date nights, something special that's just between my son and I is he and I like love cars, right? And we go to car shows. Traditions anchor kids. They say, this is who we are. This is what we do. They create memories that outlive us. That's what traditions are. I think when my kids are grown and they won't remember every toy or gift they got. They had a lot. I don't remember any of the stuff that I had as a kid. But what they will remember is sitting around the table, okay? The songs we sang at Christmas, the road trips, the laughter, and that is what keeps us grounded. And I have so many memories of those types of things, so maybe I do have some family traditions, but they weren't the glitz and glamour of humongous family trips. The few that we did take, I do remember. So this part of my life, like I said, is foundations. Faith lived out daily. Kids, as our teachers, gratitude for freedom, one intentional change to grow as a man, and the family traditions that keep us grounded. Now, if you made it this far, thank you so much. I'm sure you saw my intro video. I don't care if people watch it or not. But my hope is that something, if you are watching, that something in this resonates with you, right? Or sparks a thought you can take into your own life and apply it. So subscribe if you want to follow along. Share this with a friend. And let's build a community around what really matters. Faith, family, friends, and freedom.